Should we judge others? Should we judge anybody? What does the Bible say? Find out in just a second.
It's time for the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley.
Hey, yes, judging other people. Don't judge me. Only God can judge. Why are you being so judgmental? Why is your religion so judgmental? You know, with a lot of judgment today, there's not a whole lot of mental going on, but there is a whole lot of judgment going on. Let's face it, there's a lot of judgment going on in this world right now. And not all of it's coming from people. Some of it's coming from God. As I lay out in my book, The End of America, Bible Prophecy in a Country in Crisis. If you haven't picked up that book, you need to know what's going to happen in America, or what is happening in America right now. And one of the reasons why we're just kind of like, yeah, we're good, we're fine, we're, you know, that kind of thing, is because we currently have a president in office who is sympathetic and supportive of the Christian faith. We didn't have that the previous 8 years. We have it right now. But friend, let me tell you something. One day is all it takes to change that. And I fear that this may be the last president that we have, that America has, who is sympathetic towards our cause. And just wait. The tide turns and the winds can change and shift against us in a heartbeat. And so we cannot relax, church. We cannot sit back and let Donald Trump do our job for us. He's not the answer, okay? Government is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. The Holy Spirit is the answer, working through his church. And I talk about that in The End of America. But hey, speaking of judgment, you know, this is a really hot topic these days, because everybody's saying that you shouldn't judge, right? And I want to explore this whole area today in this podcast and talk about judgment. You know, there are many things we could say about judgment. There are many kinds of judgment. I'm going to list at least three kinds of judgment here in this podcast. But let me begin by saying, and one of them is self-righteous judgment. Let's be absolutely crystal clear about this. Self-righteousness has zero place in the body of Christ. I mean, zero. It's like saying, you know, cancer. Let's welcome cancer into our bodies. Let's just go ahead and get cancer. No, you don't want cancer, and you don't want self-righteous judgment. It is wrong, 100% of the time wrong. Self-righteousness is a sin that is condemned by Jesus. And we see that in Jesus' parable with the tax gatherer in Luke chapter 18, where he thanked God he wasn't like all those bad, horrible sinners, you know, because he was self-righteous, thinking you have righteousness of your own. And then using that righteousness as a billy club to beat others to death with condemnation. That is unchristian. It has no place in the body of Christ or in the Bible. Now, let's talk about that for just a second. When I was a teenager, a young Christian, I went to the movies one Sunday night after church, and there was a group of college students. I was probably 16. A group of college students who had set up across the street from the movie theater, and they had a bullhorn, this big giant bullhorn, in the trunk of their car, and they were preaching against movies, okay, just in general, movies. And they were screaming and yelling about how everyone that was in line to go to the movie was automatically going to hell. And so they crossed the street and began to engage each of us individually. And I was just a very young Christian, but I made a habit of carrying a little pocket New Testament with me everywhere I went. And I pulled out my New Testament and just innocently, though, in my mind, I knew what I was doing. I just said, hey, can you show me here in the Bible where it says it's wrong to go see a movie, especially a G-rated movie, which is what this one was, G. And they just absolutely melted. They had a, you know, complete implosion and turned on their heels and walked back across the street and started yelling again. That's self-righteous judgment. Self-righteous judgment really has no basis, because nobody's righteousness is in themselves. Okay, so if you're judging others based on yourself or your own conduct, or your own inherent goodness, then that's a faulty foundation, according to Jesus Christ. So it's always wrong. There's also, you know, another kind of judgment, which is a justified judgment, or, you know, I have different words for judgment these days. We're calling you out, you know, that kind of thing. But there, sometimes non-Christians judge Christians, okay? And they judge us because they see, rightly so, inconsistencies in our lifestyle or in our actions. So they see us doing things that the Christian faith, they've heard us say, condemns. And you know, Paul addresses that in Philippians chapter 2. And I want to just let you know about this this verse here, because this is a valuable verse for us to know in terms of our conduct before unbelievers. And in Philippians chapter 2, this is what Paul says. He says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing," and is speaking primarily about relationships within the church, but he says, "that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach," where? "In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world." And so Paul wanted to make it very clear that our conduct is to be uncondemnable. He also goes on to say in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, he says, "Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of your opportunity." And so, you know, that's pretty crystal clear. And then Peter goes a step further and in 1 Peter 2, and he tells us these verses right here. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 12, actually. Well, yeah, verse 12. He says, "Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles." Why would we do that? "So that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, on account of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation." So in other words, he's saying, don't let them catch you being inconsistent with your faith. So there are times when unbelievers can go, "Hey, wait a minute. I thought the Bible said you're not supposed to divorce your wife like that." Oh, and non-Christians call out Christians for certain things. That's a godless person, but with a justifying judgment there, okay? But there's also in our day, and this is what really we're seeing more of in our day. Now, let me just say this real quickly. There are Christians and Christian churches that are just judgmental. They are self-righteous, judging people and judging churches, and they're just rude, and they're mean, and they're horrible. So those people do exist, but that is by and large not the landscape of evangelicalism. It's not the landscape of the church right now in our day. What we're seeing more in churches right now, a huge pendulum swing. You know why? Because we're so afraid of being called judgmental. We're swinging this pendulum all the way back, and now churches are becoming much more tolerant in areas that the Bible is very clear about, because we want to make sure that people see us as their friends, okay? But that really addresses more apostasy issues than anything else. But there is a kind of judgment that we're seeing these days from the world on Christians. And basically what they've done is they flipped the standard. And they're saying now that what we as Christians call evil, they're calling good. And what we call good, they call evil. So they posture themselves in a position of moral superiority, and they look down on us as Christians with our standards, and they judge us for the good, godly things that we do, that we say, that we believe, and that we promote. And that is just straight up satanic, okay? That's exactly what Isaiah 5:20 says when it says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." And so there is that sort of thing going on. Now, there's also this phrase that's very popular today. This is, "Only God can judge. Only God can judge me." Well, my question is this. What do you mean by judge? You know, I mean, don't read the Bible when you say that, because the thing you're, when you say only God can judge me and you're involved in some lifestyle, don't read the Bible or you'll find out what God actually does say about your sin and about judging. So when we as Christians talk about these things, we're saying what the Bible says. Now let's get back to the original kind of the culprit in this whole issue here is Matthew chapter 7, because this is the verse taken and completely out of context, quoted as the sledgehammer that non-Christians and Christians use to say you shouldn't judge. Okay. It's Matthew chapter 7, and it begins in verse 1. And this is what it says. Do not judge, lest you be judged. Boom, end right there. And they never read the rest of what Jesus said. So what they did was they took a snippet from Jesus' words and they used them as what we say in theological circles as a proof text, as a way to, they cherry picked, okay, as a way to justify their belief that you can't judge me no matter what. Well, let's just kind of pick that apart for just a second. First of all, let's just start from a logical standpoint. Really, I can't judge you no matter what? What if you murder someone? Can I judge you then? What if you rape someone? Are you open to being judged then, or are you still above judgment? What if you're a pedophile? What if you're a sex offender? What if you're a serial killer? What if you're someone who robs someone else's home? Is there any circumstance under which I can judge you, or just that particular sin? You see, you can't just throw a blanket statement out there and saying you can't judge me, only God can judge. Of course humans can judge other humans. It's ridiculous. It happens every day when people get pulled over for a speeding ticket or arrested for robbery or rape or murder. It happens every time a judge's gavel comes down. It happens every time 12 people in a jury box decide that someone's guilty. They're judging, okay, based on the evidence. It happens every time someone gets sent to prison. Of course there's judgment. There's judgment everywhere in our society. So you can't just say no one can judge me. Well, the only person that can't be judged is God. So basically what you're saying when you say no one can judge me, you're saying I'm God. That's what you're really saying. You're claiming to be so far above everybody else's level of judgment that you're just untouchable. You're unjudgeable. You can't be condemned or judged because you're above all that, because you're so morally high and superior. And this is the position where many of these godless people in our society posture themselves, these actors and activists, social justice warriors, people that condemn you for eating meat or for, you know, quote unquote, polluting the environment with your horrible car, or some politicians, especially politicians right now on the left, are doing this. You can't judge them, but they sure can judge you. Well, and they use this, they always pull the Bible out. You know, to them, they think, well, I'll just pull this little Trump card here. Well, first of all, I say to that, it's like, you don't believe the Bible. Why are you using the Bible? And you don't even believe in God. Why are you quoting the Bible? It's like you're quoting someone you don't even believe existed. So why are you using that as your authority? So there's an inconsistency right there. But let's just look at what Jesus actually said, okay, about judging. He says, do not judge lest you be judged. For, now I'm going to explain to you guys what I mean by that. If you give me a chance, I'll explain it and you won't sound so ignorant. For in the way that you judge, the manner that you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. So he begins by saying that you need to think about judging others before you judge them to make sure you're not violating your own standards of judgment. So if you're telling someone they shouldn't murder, make sure you're not murdering. If you're telling someone they shouldn't divorce their wife, make sure you're not divorcing your wife. But if you're not divorcing your wife, you can sure talk about divorce. If you're not murdering someone, you can sure talk about that. Why? You're not committing that. You're just appealing to a standard. And obviously the standard should be the scripture. He goes on to say, why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye, but don't notice the log that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye, Jesus says. You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. You see where he ends up here? He ends up by saying, yeah, get that speck out of your brother's eye. Judge your brother to get it out of their eye. But just first of all, make sure that you're not committing that same thing, that same sin. What Jesus is not saying, and this is where most of the church gets off the rails in this thing. Jesus is not saying that no one can judge. He's not saying that you should never judge. And he's not saying that you have to be perfect in your life in order to judge. That's what he's saying. You don't have to do that. He says, get that particular log out of your own eye. Make sure that your own life is not pursuing sin. And then you can be free to help out someone else. It's okay to point it out to your brother. In fact, we see that throughout 1 Corinthians 6 about judgment in the church. Okay? So Jesus is clearly not saying that we should never judge. He's saying, make sure you don't judge hypocritically. Don't judge hypocritically. In fact, over in John chapter 7, listen to this. I don't know if you've ever even read these verses before. Look at this. He says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Oops. Judge with righteous judgment. So Christ is saying, make sure that the standard of your judgment is a righteous judgment. He's not saying don't judge. He's not saying don't make a judgment. And here's what I say when I say judge. Again, we're not talking about self-righteous condemning judgment. We're talking about judgment that is simply saying what the Word of God is saying. Okay? And when we do that, we're simply declaring the mind of God. And you don't have to be a perfect person in order to declare the mind of God, because none of us are perfect. So judgment is simply biblical discernment. It's not condemning people to hell. We can't condemn people to hell anyway. Only God can do that. We're just saying what God says about being condemned to hell. So when you simply appeal to the scripture, you're not putting yourself in the place of God. You're simply declaring what God says. If you tell someone, hey, you can't go 80 miles an hour through this school zone. Oh, who do you think you are, God? No, I'm the person that's telling you what our government says about the laws in this city. That's who I am. So Jesus never said we should not judge. And judgment is not an end in and of itself. If you're speaking to a brother in Christ, the purpose is to restore them. The purpose of declaring what is right in front of an evil world is in the hopes that they would see their sin and want to come to Christ. Now, obviously, if you do it in a mean-spirited way, they're going to take it wrong. But sometimes they take it wrong anyway because they love their sin. Jesus even said this, I came, I exposed sin. They hated me for it. And they're going to hate you for it too. And let me just say this real quickly. Just because we know something is wrong doesn't mean we always have to speak up about it. Okay? Does that make sense? I mean, just because we know that there's an injustice or something is wrong doesn't mean we always have. And so we use wisdom. God isn't calling us to stand on the street corner and declare every evil that's going on in the world about every person. Okay. There is a time and there's a place and there's a context in which you as a Christian speak up for what is right and you call out what is evil. But the Holy Spirit in you gives you the discernment and the wisdom to know exactly when and how you should do that. So don't let anybody trip you up in this you can't judge me type thing. God tells us we have to judge. We judge in the church. One day we're going to judge angels. We're to judge with righteous judgment using God's word as the standard, not our personal opinion. And we're to make sure that when we judge, we're not judging hypocritically and indiscriminately on people. And the point of all this judgment is not hate, but it's to show love towards people so they can turn to the Savior and avoid, you ready for this? The great white throne judgment at the end of time. You don't want them to face that. So I hope this has been helpful talking about judging, and I hope to see you next time on the Vintage Truth Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.